Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud. The Gemara says, "Machra laze v'kidsha laze." What if the father, again, he sold off his daughter as an Amma Ivriya, and after that he was Mekadesh her to somebody else? That's something their father also has a capacity to do. So, according to the first understanding, Sichek ha'av ba'adon, the Adon, the master, was just, if you like, literally toying or tricked, toying with the master. That's Divrei Rebbe Yossi Ber Yehuda. You have to understand why that is in a minute. But Chamri says, no, that's not the case, meaning the Adon came first and Iud would take precedence to the Kiddushin that followed it. So let's just try and understand each Shita. First, we start with Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda. Why? Because if you remember, Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda said the money that was initially given for this Amah Avriya is not Kesef Kiddushin, and Kiddushin only occurs, if you like, at the end or at the time he wants to do Yud, with whichever value is remaining in it. So now, so we say, therefore, this case would be comparable to the case where someone says to a woman, I'd like to here's you a Mekudeshetli in 30 days' time. Now, if in that intervening time someone else jumps in and says Hare Mekudeshli and she accepts it, Toch Shloshim Yom, Shemem Mekudeshel Sheni, clearly the second person, if you like, wins. So therefore, it's the same thing here. Despite the fact he sold her as an Amah Ivriya, it's according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda, she's not considered Mekudeshet until the point of Yehud. So therefore, the father can marry her off prior to that point. So it'd be Mekudeshet Lashin. That's why Sichek is almost like he's toyed with Adon, and that would be the case. Now, exactly what happens in that situation? Does she go free immediately or not? That we might relate to that later on towards the end of the Gemara. However, what about the Shita Chachamim? Shita Chachamim was, well, the father can't do that. He can't Mekadesh. So the Gemara says that would be comparable to the case of, if you like, Ma'achav Shlachar Shloshim Yom. That's is if you remember, according to Chachamim, the Kesef Kiddushin that is given, sorry, the Kesef Mechira that is given is effectively going to be Kesef Kiddushin. So therefore, if you remember, if as soon as you want to do Yehud, she would already be considered married from the time, or not really married, but betrothed, or the Kiddushin, betrothed from the time that the Amah Ivriya was sold. So therefore, if the father tried to Mekadesh her off after he sold her off as an Amah Ivriya, well, the Adon can do Yi'ud and literally goodbye to the second person. Okay? Because his, if you like, Kiddushin preceded the second person's Kiddushin. Okay? That's really the debate. So, in other words, the debate hinges on their understanding of how Yi'ud works, which we discussed last year. Now, the Gemara says, now, according to the Korbanot, this is effectively a continuation. We'll explain what I mean, the comparison in a moment. Because the Gemara says, "Ilu ha'mer le'ishar mekudeshet li me'achshav le'achar shloshim yom." If someone says you mekudesh to me, and after 30 days, uba'acher, and someone else comes along with kiddushah tosh shloshim shema enu mekudeshet l'shneihem. So according to the Korban Eidah, this really is saying that it's not that it's like qualifying Shita Chachamim. It's not that if the father marries her off after he's sold her off as a ma'abriyah, that the marrying off that followed it is insignificant with Chachamim. It's if you like mekudeshet v'sheinu mekudeshet. It's a safek mekudeshet, meaning she'd have to really get if you like get a get from both of them. That's because if you're going to compare it to a case where someone says you make it from now and after 30 days. However, mikvar if he says mikvar lekashirtzeh, hakol modim shimisiyasichek ad ba'adon. If however the father stipulated, this is all within the korbanot, might be a bit difficult to understand. It says, if I were the father when he did he sold off the Ma'ariviyah, he said the Kiddushin will chal at a later date whenever you like it to, then quite clearly it would every Chachamim would agree that if the father married her off before Yud, Mekudeshet Lasheni. Okay, that's the flow, if you like, according to the Korban Eidah. The interesting part here is this understanding within the Chachamim that it's really Mekadesh Vashena Mekadesh, this sort of Safek Mekadesh. We don't know who she's married to. So that's why the Kilat Yaakov, this was quoted in the art scroll at the bottom, actually explains that when the Gemara, he has a different reading of the Sugya. He says that when the initially to try, let's go back over it. It's like, again, Mekudesh from now until after days. But when after 30 days, but when the Gemara continues, says, well, that's not a comparable case. Because in that case, it would be Mekudesh for She'enu Mekudesh. Okay? And it would be a Safek Kiddushin. You don't know who she's married to. And the Gemara concludes by saying, no, it is completely Mekudeshet to the Adon, not Safek, because Mikvar, meaning from now, Me'achshav, will be Chal the Kiddushin, Lekeshe. Meaning, when you wish to activate, if you like, this Tanai. That's what the Yud is. So just to explain this flow of the Gemara, because it's kind of really important. Is that Kone Chachamim, the money that's given over for the purchase of the Am Avriya is the Keshet Kiddushin. But it's not the same as Me'achshav Ulachash Shloshim Yom, because in that situation, it gives a woman saying, I'm marrying you from now and after 30 days. It's a suffix whether it's Chazara or not. We don't know what it really meant. Is it now or is it after 30 days? But this case, and that's why in that situation, you have a Safek Mekudeshet if someone else jumps in between. We don't know who she's married to. However, this is different. This is saying, no. You'll be Mekadesh from now, Me'achshav 100%, from whenever, but that will be activated at a future point, how you, whenever you choose to do so through Yi'ud. Okay? And that's why, according to Chachamim, if the father tries to marry her off after he sold her as an Amai Evriya, well, it won't work at all because the Adon's Yi'ud, when he does so, will be effective prior to the sale. Okay? That's a different flow of the Gemara that might be a little bit easier to digest. Okay, the Gemara says, when it says La'ama, because the Torah actually doesn't need to say La'ama. Why else is he selling his daughter? La'ama means La'ama bilvad, meaning even if it's for the purpose of an Amah and not for Yi'ud. So you have to understand how this works. Melamed shumochra lo umatnei. Go to Rebbe Meir. One can stipulate at the time he sells off his daughter as an Amariya that Yehud will not be able to be performed. Because the Torah says, as he says, La'ama, even just to being an Amah. Okay? Which is quite a chiddush in the story, because the way I've been explaining, if you like, the whole process, why it's strange a father sells his daughter off as an Amariya, was really as a lead up for marriage itself. Okay? Fine. But it sounds here that you can sever that, you can or detach it. And say, no, she'll be an Amah, and she'll get, you know, when does she go free? After 6 years, when she's maturity, and end of the story. However, Chachamim says, lo asaklu. That would be absolutely meaningless. Why? She, na masha katuv b'Torah, because he's made a stipulation against the Torah. Because, again, as we just explained, the whole purpose is for Yehud. And if you try and tear out Yehud as a possibility, then you're made a t'nai against what the Torah says. V'chol amena masha katuv b'Torah, t'nai batel. The Gemara says, 1 second, v'leit le'Rebbe Meir kol ha'matneah ma shekatuv b'Torah t'nai batel. Doesn't Rebbe Meir also agree with this? You can't make a stipulation that breaks a Torah law. So the Gemara says, actually, itle, he does have it. However, t'nai e'efshar l'kayimor. V'zeh efshar lo l'kayimor b'sofor. Now, what does it mean, efshar l'kayimor b'sofor? I'll just read the Pnei Moshe, because it says it slightly quite clear. It says, this case is of Shalakai Mosol, meaning Kumo, Hacha Share in Chuva ala mina Torah Yud. Yud itself is not a Chiyuv, meaning it's an option. If he doesn't choose to do so, the Torah says, if you don't choose to do so, then fine, then she'll simply go free. So therefore, Elim Ratzale Ad Miyad. So therefore, by putting this tonight in it that I'm removing the possibility of Yud, isn't actually going completely against the Torah, because the Torah itself has an avenue in which that's true, meaning that the story will end without Yud, and that's a possible path of an Amah Ivriya. Therefore, have a in other words, the Gemara says, 1 second, the Leila Rabbanan tonight Efshar Lakayim v'Sofor. Don't we? Doesn't Chachamim also have this concept that if there's like a possible avenue there that you're not actually going to break the Torah, like come up completely against the Torah law, that it's you can make such a t'nai? The Gemara says, yes, they Chachamim do say that, but it depends with what. It lohun t'nai mamon. That's when it's monetary. For example, where there's a monetary obligation, the person says, look, I don't wish to engage that. I wish to I'll forgo that monetary right. However, v'zeh t'nai begufo. When it comes to Yi'ud, a t'nai beguf, that's a different story. That's something that Chachamim say, even though it's afshar lakaimo basofo, one still can't make such a tanai. So mandatory things, yes, but not tanai shabagufo. The Gemara says, Vahatani, noseh hadam adamisha, ummatne ma'amanat shaloye lo la alav lo sher velo ksud v'ona'a. Oh, nah, sorry. That when it comes to marrying a woman, a man can say, I'm marrying on condition that I have no, I'm not going to have the obligations of clothing, share, ksud, and ona as marital relations. So supporting you, clothing you, and these obligation providing marital relations. So nicha, share, ksud, the first two things make a lot of sense. Why? Because these things are monetary. So we just said you can make a tanah when it comes to monetary obligation. You can forego that if she wishes to agree to it. However, the ona, when it comes to ona, isn't that a bodily requirement? And Chachamim say you can't make a tanai in that situation. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada, tifdar b'ktana. So what's tifdar b'ktana? Korban Es says tifrash b'ayta zu she'omer ken l'ktana, v'kedushei ktana. Why? She'ein miniyat ona la'tzara guf, because not having relations with the ktana is not considered tzara guf for her. V'amatneh, the and its name was during that entire duration, I will not do ona, like I have this obligation of ona, which makes a lot of sense. But that's not considered a tnai guf that's impacting her because it's not a tsar for a ktana not to have that. Saying not to have it clearly. Fine. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says. So Amar Rav Chiya, fine, no, she said. Mame kaim hada tanai, I mean chachamim. So if you remember the debate we just saw, we have to keep track of this a little bit, that whether a person can sell his daughter on the tanai that you won't be part of the package. Okay? Rabbi Meir says it's okay, chachamim says absolutely not. And Rabbi Meir says, sorry, you have a question? Okay. And Rabbi Meir says that's based on the fact that Torah says you can sell bitor le'ama, just as an ama and ama only. So the question is, what do Chachamim do with that pasuk? The Gemara says, "Mochra almana la'kohen gadol grusha b'chutz ul hediot." That is that I'll show you the Gemara says, "Mi bayle shemochra kashi almana." For example, la'kohen gadol afal pishe and rale'iu, despite the fact yiud is not allowed, is not a possibility. Because sharei asaralo ve'inim kerlo ele shivchot v'udal shapsulin kagon lemamze v'netiv. In other words, it would mean that selling his daughter as a ma'ivriya would work in a situation where, if let's call it halachically, it was not possible. So you can't stipulate to remove it from the picture, but he could if he's giving her as a ma'ivriya to in a context where it's a forbidden relation, where it would be a forbidden relationship. That's what the Torah is coming to merabe. Even that would work. So just to explain then, it's not you can't make a t'nai against the Torah as a possibility, but if it's but the Torah is saying that if it's in a situation where it's not possible, meaning it's not you, it's the Torah that deems it's not possible, then it would work. That's kind of the difference. That's it, Chachamim. The Gemara says, one second, umak mekayim hadi t'nai lama, how would that even work? So that's the way I explain, like korbanet, because it says Tana hach brayta shemochra la amah lekohen gadol heich efshar lemil ken mila amah shrei achar shenasa ein lavi reshut ba vanu nasa amah heich yochmen achar kach. In other words, you're saying that la amah means for almana lekohen gadol. Okay, so you're telling me that she was married, and then her husband died. But the problem is, once she was married and her husband died, she's no longer Breshuta Av anymore, and the Av can't sell her as an Amma. So how does that even work? So Amma Rebbe Yossi Barbun Tifte Ba'almana Min Erusin. It was the Almana from Erusin, where the father still has Reshupa. The Gemara says, Ba'atani Mocher Hu Adam Et Bito Le'ishut V'shoneh. Or he can marry his daughter off and continue, presumably from Erusin. Lishivchot V'shoneh, he can repetitively do that for as a Shivchar as well. Le'ishut achar shivchut, if she was a shivcha and then ended, she can marry off. Aval lo bakan the shivchut achar ishut. Whatever reason, he can't, after she's already been so-called married, he can't give her off as a shivcha. Or I shouldn't say married, but probably betrothed. So Amar, so if so, how this works? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, t'nayin inun. Man de itli, it's a machlok tanim. Man itli amara la kohen gadol. The shita that holds that the scenario is one. I mean, the Torah is saying la amar would be amar kohen. Itli, they would hold, that Tana would have to hold, that you can have shivchut achar ishut. So you have to say it's a machlok tanaim. So if that's the case, let's go back again. We're still at a loss, because according to what are we being drosh for with the amma? According to that shita, the last shita, to explain, Remeh says lama says you can even sell all tonight. You doesn't apply. Chachamim disagree. So he said, okay, let's say it's talking about the context where she is sold, sold after being an almana, and it's going to a kohen gadol. We said that only works according to one shita, because the other shita says after she's been almana she can't be sold as an almana. So according to the shita that it, if you like, doesn't work. So how would he understand the pasuk lama then? What's the Torah teaching us? There's a certain situation where circumstantially, let's call it, should only be sold as an amah. So amar amah, naya tiftasha nasui lachota. Ah, you know what? We can talk about where she was sold as where the adon was already married to a sister. In that situation, that's a circumstantially, you wouldn't be able to perform yihud. Okay, the Gemara says, Tanar Shimon ben Yochai, kishem she'en mocha leshivchot achar ishud af lo shivchot achar shivchot. Right, he says, just as he can't sell to Shifchot, following this Tana we saw before, or similar, actually cholek on it, but he says, just as we said, Shifchot can't follow Ishut, so too Shifchot can't follow Shifchot. And the question is why? Why do the limitations? We haven't explained it yet. So my time, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because it says, bevigdoba. So just to explain, the word beged can be understood in two ways. Beged can mean betrayal. It can also mean between clothing. So the pasuk it says, "Vim bara b'nei adonai asher lo yada." In the situation where you wasn't performed, "Vefta la'am," it says, "Vefta la'am nochri lo imshol ba la'mochro b'vigdo ba." He can't sell off to am nochri, if you like, to sell her, if you like, b'vigdo ba. Now the question is, what's b'vigdo ba? So let's just finish the bit of the Gemara, and we'll go back to the Korban Eda. It says, "B'vigdo pam echad ata boged ba ve'in boged ba pam shnia." So the Korban Eda says, "Bevigduba dichtiv la'am nochri loim shoba lemechromba mefaresh la'krahachi." This is how we understand the pasuk. La'am nochri. What do you mean la'am nochri? Doesn't mean to a foreign people. It just means to a stranger. Meaning dahainu l'shivcha. Just means to a shivcha. So in other words, you can longish sell as a shivcha. Why? Because loim shol lemachra kivan shebagad ba pamechad. Because you've done one umachra l'shivcha. Because if you bagad betrayed. She's been betrayed once, and therefore you can't do it again. And therefore, l'shivchut achar ishut kasav Reb Shmuel, like the kosher kenhu, sh'arei yafek kocha b'ishut. Because it's a greater koch ishut to do so. D'minisat ein av reshut ba, v'gam erusin motzia midei adon. And erusin also would take her out of the adon, as we just explained above, meaning if she was sold, then he tried to do erusin so somebody else would work. So therefore, it says, machlazev v'kishazev z'cheka v'adon. So in other words, b'vigdo ba means after she's already been sold as a shivcha, that's it. It's been a betrayal, if you like, the circumstances he understands, betrayal that didn't end up as Yud, so you can't try that again. Okay? And then Kavachomer for Shifchot Achar Ishut, like we explained. So, however, Koin Chachamim say you can have Shifchot Achar Shifchot. It's only Ein Shifchot Achar Ishut after she's been at Kiddushin. What's their source of the Pasuk? Why is that the only situation you can't? Maima came Rabbanah time to Rabbi Yomachai, what do they do with the pasuk, if you like, the Rishon B'chai used? It says, Bevigdo ba, meaning mikevan sheperish talitov aleya. Bevigdo, as in the beged, since the talit means she's been in the context of Yishut, only then od eina via reshut ba. So Bevigdo ba doesn't mean betrayal, it means Bevigdo ba, after she's been married, then you can't put a subject into a situation of being a shifra. Okay. So that's two ways to drash the pasuk. Now, this is a little bit more because next stuff is longer and this is so we have some time. Reb Shimon ben Lakish bai kamei Reb Yochanan. Amma Ivriya, does an Amma Ivriya yotzah, does she go out benisuin? So should go out benisuin mekav chomer. So just to explain, this needs a bit of work, because before we had this whole discussion up above that if she sold as an Amma Ivriya, then if the father is mekadesh to a acher, there was a discussion whether she is he was sichek ba'adon. Okay? But here it seems to be saying quite definitively that Reb Shimon ben Lakish omer, that if he ends up marrying her off to somebody else, then she's freed. Okay? How does this sugya relate to the previous sugya. So the way the Sha'arei Korban at the back explains it, he says, V'yesh lomar the Rabbanan can be ba'alei, according to the Rabbanan, right? Dilma davke b'kirushin pligi aval b'nisuin mode. So if you remember, the Chachamim previously said that if he tried to do kiddushin to somebody else after, then forget it. It doesn't even work. So what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is saying, that might only be kiddushin, but what about nisuin? Would that work? Which is an interesting sort of take on the sugya. However, the another explanation I saw in the art scroll actually was different to this. It says that no, this is really working within the shita, really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe. That even though kiddushin, if you like, might work, does it? That is still there's another element at play here. So you say that okay, she sold her amavrei to Reuven. Then the father goes and marries off to Shimon, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. He was toying with the original owner, and it's if you like and the original owner cannot do yud. But doesn't mean she goes free. It might mean that yes, indeed, kiddushin hol it prevents yud from the adon, and she's mekudeshet now to Shimon, but she might still have to see out her term of shivcho because that was the conditions. Okay, so what Rabbi Shimon then, according to that understanding, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says now that if she actually does nisuin, that would free her. Okay, that's what it seems to be saying. You're telling me to say that why? Because it's a kal v'chomer. Just as if she reaches the early stages of maturity, the early stages, she's considered na'ara. She's still b'rshut ha'av. But if she was an ama'ira, she would already be set free. So you see that it seems to be by an ama, there's more. It's easier for her to get free. Let's call it that. Nisuin shehen motzien b'rshut ha'av, but marriage clearly frees them Rashut Av. Eno din she'otzei otam Rashut Adon. Kal v'chomer should remove them from the Rashut Adon. Okay, so nisuin is should be able to be free because it, let's say just to explain it again, amavri is more readily freed if you like because with simanim she goes free where there's if she's reached simanim she's not really completely independent from the father. So nisuin that works for the father to free her completely from the father's control if you like. So to kal v'chomer it should work. That's the rationale of Shimon ben Lakish. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responds. Sorry, one
And
second.
the Baal won't be reimbursed? I mean, the Adon won't be reimbursed?
I don't know. I don't know if you have to financially do so or not. I don't know. Because it sounds like just if she reached maturity, she'd be freed, even if it was earlier than expected. So maybe this is another mechanism. I don't know. But that's actually very, the question you're asking is a good one because I did also see this in the article at the bottom. I didn't because the question is asked is why would an Adon ever, by this according to his understanding, agree to take an Amah Avriah if at any moment the term could end by her marrying off to somebody else? Well, that's one of the questions that was asked. I'll send you a picture of it maybe later or something, just the discussion. But I don't remember what the Teretz was. However, the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with it completely. He says Amar Lei ain't. So ani ainli ella shel mishnah. All I have is what the Mishnah says. Because if you remember, the Mishnah contrasted an Eved Ivri and an Amah Avriah. And the Amah Avriah, it says all it says is yeteira lav Amah Avriah she konet atzma besimanim. In other words, we have one extra avenue in which the Amah Avriah can free herself than an Eved Ivri, which is yotzah besimanim. Mashma, that is the only extra way she can go free. What's missing from the list? Rabbi Yochanan would say to Rish Lakish, Nisuin. And since Nisuin is not there, well, Nisuin would not free her. Okay, that would be that's Rabbi Yochanan's counter. Okay, Beseder, we'll take it from here.